Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, better known as Allama Tabatabai, was one of the greatest Shia scholars of modern times and the author of the monumental commentary of the Quran known as Tafsir al-Mizan. He was deeply devoted to the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and used to say that this devotion was a necessity for anyone striving to grow closer to God Almighty. He would often mention to his students the devotion of his beloved wife and her continual support and patience with his work. One of his students narrates the following story.
Oh Allah, the month of Muharram is coming. And you know better than I my heart's desire. When we were younger, each year Allama would take me to Karbala for the ziyara of Aba Abdullah. But now it has been many years that we have not gone. Oh Allah, please give me patience. I will never complain to you about his long hours, for he is writing to explain to the people about your book. I will support him in whatever little way I can. You know that's not hard for me. What is hard is my separation from Aba Abdullah and the land of Karbala. How I yearn for its sand, its hot sun, the six sides of his shining dariyah. Please, Allah, give me patience that I once again cannot go for his ziyarah.
How late it is. I did not realize the time. My tea is still hot, so I thought it has only been a few minutes since Maghrib. How many times, my dear wife, must have come and refilled my cup without my noticing. How patient she is with me and my work. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if in this work I have neglected my duties to her, then please, please forgive me. Ya Allah, if there is any reward in its writing, then please, please reward her equally. I wonder where she is just now. I do not hear her voice reciting Quran, nor do I hear her working in the kitchen. Perhaps she has gone to sleep. What is this? Am I dreaming? No. No, I am not. This is the dari of Aba Abdullah. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, you are too kind. I know how much my wife longs to go for ziyarah, and so the dari has appeared to her. عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة